Stories Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. No, I'm not at the PNMEEMENP. I just don't like the idea of a place called Ontario in California, or California in Ontario, or Canada, or... I don't know. I just don't like large crowds. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story by All It's Lonesome, but... on Saturday, and that's the day we're in right now,
it's the weekly challenge!
I post a topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. Sounds fun, doesn't it? Well, last week's winner, Kayla Bullen, picked the topic of Ramadan, so we're all going to get killed. But until then, we're going to hear a lot of stories about Ramadan. Are you ready? Well, let's find out who won last week, so we know who goes first. And that's... oh, no. It's the Mad Bard from Planet Z. Why do you people do this? Anyway, here's Planet Z's story, and I hope you are happy.
When Ramadan rolls around, my coworker Mohammed fasts during the day. As the month drags on, he gets more and more irritated and angry. I asked him why he puts himself through this. What is this all for? He said that by denying the body nourishment, fasting is supposed to help focus the mind and the soul on spiritual needs. Oh, I said. I hope it's working, because from my perspective, it just makes you cranky. Then he said, aren't you Jewish? Don't you fast for your holy days? I thought for a moment. I'm supposed to fast. Oops.
Well, let's just check the email box here. Okay, we are up to two fatwas and one rabbinical decree. I'll keep you all updated on the count as we progress. Thank you, Planet Z. The text for this story is in the show notes. The text for all the stories is in the show notes. And they're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or Facebook or Twitter or whatever the hell they send me for a link. Do we have any rookies this week? Whoa. We don't just have one, we have two. Well, I guess I better grind up and start playing them. First up is Gomem DeSoto. You can find him at, gomemshow.podshow.com, podmafia.com, all over the place. And he's one of my neighbors on the virtual world, Second Life. You can find him there too. DJs and all sorts of cool stuff. So, here we go with Gomem DeSoto. Go to Gomem. Well, here we go.
Ramadan? I dread Ramadan. My car is always getting blocked in by hordes of friggin' taxis, as we have an office right next to the main city mosque. I shout out, will you please move them friggin' taxis? All I hear is Allah Akbar in return. No, I don't need a bloody taxi ride. All I want is just to get my car out.
Wait, was that 100 words? Well, anyway. Thank you, Gomem. Welcome to the fun. And come back next week when we have another topic that won't get us... Okay, now we have three fatwas, a rabbinical decree, and the taxi commission now wants us censored. I am never going to make it to 2,000 episodes, am I? It's going to be Adam freaking Curry. All right. Next up is Paul. Paul didn't leave a link or whatever. Paul, did you send in a story before? I can't remember. I need to create a spreadsheet. I need to make a list. I need to write things down. I just need to play the freaking story. Here we go with Paul.
In 2030...
we program people. Memory inserts put knowledge, memories, the habits of the greats onto a chip and insert. Normal becomes genius and better. People actually add knowledge, experience. Great, ever-towering brains built on silicon platforms. What to do about Creech Don? Trained in Iraq, the old-fashioned way. Turned serial killer. Kids, mothers, girls, businessmen, even florists. We don't kill. Torture. What to do? What to do? We build a special chip. A read-only chip. Fill it with all kinds of memories. Very unpleasant. Very punishing. Never changing. Always fresh. Then, we Ramadan.
Cool. Thank you, Paul. It's always awesome. You start out, folks, that's how easy it is. You whip out your microphone, you whip out Audacity or some recorder, and you go for it. Also, you have to write a story, otherwise you're just, blah, blah, blah. But still, that's how easy it is to record and get your start in podcasting. So, congratulations, Paul. Welcome to the club. I look forward to hearing from you next week. I'll post the topic when this is all done. Okay, now that the rookies have had their shot, let's go with all the broken down and tired veterans. Just kidding. A few of them actually showed up to break, and let's just check the tally here. Hold on. All right. 5 fatwas, 1 rabbinical decree, a condemnation from the CAB dispatch unit. MoveOn.org has chimed in. And Al Sharpton has accused me of being a racist. So, that's the tally so far. Let's move to the next person. Who is the next person, anyway? Oh, great. Who is the next person? Who is the next person? Gomem, Paul. Houston Keys is back! All right, Houston. Let's hear what you've got. And you can, and by the way, you can check them out at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com.
Muhammad Smith was famished. The fasting of Ramadan was a rough time for him. He came across his buddies Muhammad Jones and Muhammad Lee. Salam alaikum, Muhammad and Muhammad. Alaikum salam, Muhammad, came the reply. Guys, I don't know about you, but I am dying here. I would kill for a pancake. Hey, Muhammad! All three of them turned to see the newcomer. Muhammad Muhammad al-Muhammad, racing across the street to meet them. Oh, crap, Muhammad said. It's Muhammad again. I don't know what is up with that guy, was Muhammad's reply. He tries too hard. What an overachiever.
Thank you, Houston. Okay, let's check the tally now. 7 fatwas, 2 rabbinical decrees. Were those kosher pancakes? Okay. Condemnation from the CAB union. 1 from MoveOn.org. Parker and Stone, the guys behind that Team America, they're condemning me. But they're not going to make a South Park episode out of it. I could have used the hits. 2 from Al Sharpton. Apparently you're not supposed to mention his name without saying that R word. I refuse to use the R word in front of Al Sharpton's name. Speaking of R words, none from the RIAA yet. Operators are standing by. I've got my email box open, guys. Come on. Pile on. Up, oh, wait, hold on. And nope. It's another condemnation from MoveOn.org. All right, that makes 2 from them. Here we go with another story. This one is by Guy David of GuyDavid. Oh, great, another one from the rabbis. All right. You would think from my time there, I would at least have some semblance of a fake Israeli accent. All right, here we go with Guy David from GuyDavid.com. He does the music background for this and the weekdays and all. Here we go, Guy David.
Hi there, and welcome to another episode of the Weekly Challenge. I'm Guy from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today.
We learned about Red Moon Month today.
The Red Moon Month?
Well, Puppy says that when the Red Moon Month comes, you can't eat for a whole month, and you pray to the man in pajamas that he let you eat. Then he gives you an explosive belt, and you can win 72 virgins. I don't know what those are, but I think they are also explosive, and it's fun, fun, fun.
I think I'll have a talk with Miss Tati. I don't think she should be teaching you this stuff.
Daddy, can I have an explosive belt for Christmas?
What the hell did you just say? Well, thank you, Guy. Just a reminder, if you couldn't understand what Guy was saying, check the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Now, all right, we've got two from Al Sharpton, none from the RAA, one condemnation from Parker and Stone from South Park and all those movies. They've been doing it for 10 seasons. They're over the hill. The Simpsons have been going for 20 years, and they're still funny. South Park? Tired. Three rabbinical decrees, one condemnation from the cab law. I guess, you know, you can never find a cab around here anyway. Two from MoveOn.org. 23 fatwas. I guess they don't like Jews or something. And one from the UN Human Rights Council. So, go figure. I mean, why would they condemn this? It's not like we have, you know, Burma or China or Zimbabwe or any of that. Anyway, here we go with our next story. It's by Caleb from the Black Tie Martini Club. No, hold on. I'm getting an email from Al Sharpton. No, I'm not going to call it the African American Tie Martini Club. No, and it's not T-H-A-I. It's T-I-E. Because if it was Afro-American Thai, that would be Tiger Woods. God, he's such a... Who gave him that degree in being a reverend? God, what a fucking moron. Okay, here we go with Caleb Bullen from the BlackTieMartiniClub.com.
And now here's number one on the holiday hit parade, a special Ramadan song for all of you Muslims out there.
Ramadan Dan, he's the Ramadan man. Brings the joy of Ramadan wherever he can. He brings toys to all the little boys, to the girls he's mean because they're unclean. Ramadan Dan, the Ramadan man. Brings the joy of Ramadan wherever he can. He knows you're hungry and you're cranky. He'll take pictures of your wife and over them he'll spank. He's Ramadan Dan, the Ramadan man. Bring the joy of Ramadan wherever he can. While you're starving just for Allah, won't you give this man a dollar? Ramadan Dan, the Ramadan man.
Thank you, Caleb. You can find him at the BlackTieMartiniClub.com. I'm going to send a whole bunch of these new ones here. Okay. We are now up to, and hold on, let me just tally it up, 35 fatwas. Louis Farrakhan jumped in there about my thoughts about African-American Thai Martini Club. Lulac has jumped in for some reason, I don't know. The Rabbinical Decrees, MoveOn.org, Parker and Stone, Forget about Al. Wait. Now Jesse Jackson. Oh, wait. Now Jesse Jackson's not condemning me if I send him $10,000 from PayPal. Shakedown. Cool. None from the RAA. George Clooney has chimed in. He is disgusted. All right. Two from David Duke. One for being Jewish, and the other for not being insulting enough to Muslims. Also, Kanye West and 50 Cent have chimed in. What are they going to do, shoot me? Okay. Thank you, Caleb. And now we move on to our next story. I think we have just one more. Oh, good, because this is going to be a real busy weekend with all these condemnations and death threats. It's Liana from Hodgepodge Point. You can find her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. And here's Liana's story.
Hey, everyone. Liana here from Hodgepodge Point. Sorry I haven't gotten to a new podcast in quite a while. I've just been feeling kind of down or dumb or something. So for this week's challenge number 76, Ramadan, time to drag Caleb out into the streets and beat him. My story is titled, Flexing Those All-Important Muscles. Fasting with Purpose was Stan's idea of impressing the health club ladies. Most did it for health. He would have a religious experience. After half-assed research into different belief systems, Ramadan was picked because the month was coming up and no one he knew was doing it. It still allowed eating at night, and he could enlighten women to his cause during long hours at the gym. It was decided till Bill informed him that intercourse from sunrise to sundown, Stan's peak action hours, was prohibited. He changed to Buddhism. After all, the gym was only good for one thing.
Thank you, Liana. And remember, you can catch her at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. You know, I'm just going to stop counting all the fatwas and threats and condemnations and all that. I'm just assuming that everybody is after me at this point. So I'm going to lock all the doors, bar all the windows. Cats aren't going outside. Sorry, Nardo. You're not going anywhere. They're probably coming after you, too. Unclean! And speaking of unclean, it's time once again for Tom Marquette, a footnote. Exploring American myth. Well, isn't America one big myth? Let's find out about what it really means to be Ramadan. From Tom, a footnote, here is his story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the footnote. Tonight's tale is called Low Blood Sugar. Nurse Phelps kept a watchful eye on Dr. Akma. The intern was a double threat to Nurse Betty's patients. The first concern was Dr. Ali's 16-hour shift. The second, more pressing, was it was Ramadan. Nurse Phelps trailed behind Dr. Akma as he made his rounds, taking note of any notation on a patient's chart. If correction was needed, she gently suggested. As Ali moved across the floor, he heard Betty laughing.
What now?
Asked Ali.
Mrs. James is not scheduled for a prostate exam, and most assuredly, Mr. Juliet isn't in need of a hysterectomy today.
And that's why I don't schedule anything important medically during Ramadan. Thank you, Tom. You can find out more about Tom from footnote.libsyn.com. Whew! One more? You know, it'd be really funny if I were to say, check Gmail, and two stories were to vanish, and I were to post up the weekly challenge, and those people were to write in and say, hey, where's my story? Where's my story? And I would be like, okay, what, huh? And then re-edit the weekly challenge because I rushed it to get out to the radio show, and then, you know, cover up any evidence that I'd screwed up. That would be funny. What's even funnier is, of course, Ellison, otherwise known as Eli's son. You can find him at ellison1.blogspot.com. But more importantly, you can find him right here, right now, and his story.
Kabhi
کانپ جاتا ہے شاہ مردان آدھی
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 76 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The theme for this week's challenge is Ramadan, and here's my story. He stood on a promontory overlooking the Ross ice shelf, surveying the desolate ruins. His tears froze on contact with the cold air. Antarctic summer was very different from summer in the desert, where he had grown up. An involuntary shiver seized him. The training camp had been set up in a remote location so as to avoid the omnipresent Allied sweeps. It had worked. For a while. Who would think to seek Al-Qaeda here, of all places? Ramadan had been their undoing. A month-long daylight hours fast was tough in the land of midnight sun. Only Ibrahim remained. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Dude, that's cold. Thank you, Ellison. Now, normally I say, whatever. Oh, all those great stories, and now it's time for one from Planet Z. But Planet Z won last week and went first. So I'll just, sit here for a little bit until the theme music starts. I'm going to be on Garf's show in a little bit. KPRCradio.com, the big 950. It's podcasted, so you can check it out in the archives if you miss it. Or if, say, I screw up the weekly challenge. Oh, and I'm going to be on Shire Network News again this weekend, I think. Oh, and Jewel Resistance is going to be doing a concert at Podcast Hall. It's a new series I'm doing every other Monday. Check my Twitter page at twitter.com/isfullofcrap for updates. I know everyone who's listening to this. I could probably name you right now. Probably all at Podcast Media Expo talking behind my back. Okay. Is the theme music ready? Yeah, okay, here we go.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about Ramadan.
Thank you, everyone, for listening and participating, risking your lives. I know every time I post up a podcast about anything or post anything, it's a risk that I'm willing to take for you, the loyal audience, and the followers of the cult, that is, 100-word stories. So, which ones were the best this week? Well, you can find out by voting. You determine who wins, and that's at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Couldn't understand what someone was saying? Check the show notes there. Links for various, click for subscribe on all sorts of notes, but I need to put the iTunes one and the Podcast Ready one up there on the top of the sidebar. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get off my big fat ass and then get that done for you, the loyal listening public. You know, I just finally bought an iPod. It's going to arrive in a few days. It's only an 80 gig. It's an old one, but you know what? I'm joining. I'm going to join the flow. I should have an iPhone by about 2011. So I'm going to be joining you all there. By the way, the backing music here, GuyDavid.com. Oh, he does the coolest stuff. And not just this guy, all sorts of electronica, Night Guy, all that kind of thing. Man, check him out and say, hey, my podcast is dull and boring. Can you spice it up with electronica? You know what? The man is spice. And speaking of which, smoked jalapenos at fireandspice.com. Good stuff. Smoking Dave. Good stuff. Also, I'm on the radio most every weekend if Garf doesn't bar the doors. The sponsor actually dropped by. Liked the idea of people bannering. So we'll see. We'll be the next Baker and Hunt. That's at kprcradio.com. Saturdays now 11 to 2. That's 11 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon. And it is podcasted in case you miss it. So there you go. Hey! Does not suck. I missed the Podcast Media Expo, but you know what? I'm the one who's trying to break into the big time. What am I, Adam Curry or something? Twice I've mentioned his name. 3 times he's going to show up like Beetlejuice. Well, I'm going to post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. Until then, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief. Closing.